together.
Strange actions. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years. He found out a female friend of his passed away, and he told me that he and the female were kicking it before he and I got serious, and they had sex once. Okay? He has never mentioned her to me before and said the last time he saw or talked to her was at his Christmas party in 2010. I offered to pick up a card for him to take to her family, and he told me no, but said that he appreciated the gesture. After her death, he was on his Twitter talking about the girl, posted messages like, "She was the prettiest girl I ever had sex with. She had the softest lips. I will miss her. She understood me so well." He even wrote her name down his arm in an ink pen. An ink pen.
Huh?
He changed his profile picture on Facebook and screensaver on his phone to her picture. At his house, he had 3 pictures of her on his refrigerator.
Hey, dog. What is going, man?
I love this.
He said, they gonna love y'all. He said he was gonna sing at her funeral, and he had the perfect song. When he tweeted about it, I knew I had heard those lyrics before. It was a song he wrote for me. Let me underline that. I'm gonna be getting back to that right there. Let me stop right now and make a note of that. He told me that he thinks he was falling in love with her back then, and the way he was feeling now was wrong. I told him I was feeling disrespected and sad about the things he was saying. And then he yelled that I was trying to tell him how to mourn, and he couldn't mourn the way he needed to because I was immature and selfish.
I love this dude.
He said if my ex-boyfriend died, he wouldn't trip about what I said. I just feel some things shouldn't be said. Maybe I am being immature, disrespectful, and selfish, but it just seems strange to me. My close girlfriend thinks he's still seeing her. He was still seeing her behind my back all this time. What's your take on this? Wow.
All right. Dear Strange Actions, your boyfriend's, excuse me, your boyfriend's ex-late girlfriend, and I say girlfriend because they were kicking it. They had sex once, so they were really more than friends. So, okay, she passed away, and he never mentioned her to you. You can't trip about that because everybody doesn't tell their current mate about their past relationship. So you can stop tripping about that. Then you said your boyfriend was on his Twitter page posting intimate tweets about his deceased ex-girlfriend. Now the
Elizabeth!
Now the handwritten tattoo of her name down his arm. I got to question his decision making about that. When was the last time you wrote on your skin? Come on now.
That's love though.
Yeah, your boyfriend is really silly. Then he changed his Facebook screensaver to her picture. He got pictures of her posted all on a refrigerator. I got to ask you, how serious are you guys? Now, the song he wrote for you, he changed and said he wants to sing it at her funeral. He might just still be in love with her. Now, you talked to him about your feelings, feeling disrespected. He yelled that you were trying to tell him how to mourn. And he's right. If the person is grieving, you gotta let them grieve in their own way. It's obvious, though, that he loved her. Therefore, if you really love or care for him, it's up to you to decide if you're going to let him grieve.
I love her!
Or leave. But keep in mind, the ex, she is gone forever. She is gone. So, there you go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, boy.
Steve.
Cut the music off, cat. This is one of the best letters we've ever had because it's so unique.
I love it.
Comes from an angle I've never had before. I can only hope that I do it justice.
You will.
He found out, your man found out, that a female friend of his passed away, and he told me that he and the female were kicking it before he and I got serious, and they had sex once. One time. Now, I want you to hear the rest of this letter, and all this is after having sex one time. All right, let's go. Said the last time he saw, he was at his Christmas party in 2010. Then you being a Christian, you said, look, I'm going to go out and pick up a card for you. Take it to the family. He told me, no. Appreciate that. But I got some other things I'm finna do. I ain't carrying no card back there. First of all, give me my phone so I can start tweeting. She was the prettiest girl I ever had sex with. That knocks you down on the list. She had the softest lips. That knocks your lips down. I will miss her. You still here. She understood me so well. Your ass writing a letter about the boy on the national radio show. Obviously, you don't. Then he wrote his name down his arm. He wrote her name down his arm in ink pen. How the hell do you do that? That reason I don't get tattooed because I think they hurt.
Handwritten tattoo.
I cheated on a test one time and wrote the answers on my arm and was crying while I was trying to write that on my arm. So I don't know how this went. Then after that, he changed his Facebook page and screensaver on his phone to her picture. This all from a girl that ain't supposedly here no more. And they only had sex one time. He got three pictures of her on his refrigerator.
Talk, boy.
Who the hell?
She everywhere.
Put a dead person on their refrigerator.
That's what I'm saying. Who does that?
I can't put a dead person on the refrigerator every time I go get a damn cold soda. Okay. You got a lot going on here, little girl.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.